Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason, you're right.
Even the teachers, apparently, if she lands on page 67, the kids go crazy. The teacher's loving it too now.
It's a party.
She's even fallen in line.
How does it?
I think it's. I don't know how this. What this phenomenon? How it started? What really made it happen? But
I don't either.
I'm now behind it. I'm part of it.
How does it feel to be the parent of just like a kid who is now just of general internet user age? Is it just like? Is it weird?
No, what you end up doing is you have to you learn new things. You're either open to it or not. You can be this old man that pushed back against it,
right?
When you guys tried to introduce it to me,
right?
And eventually you just get left out.
Mm-hmm.
You're the old man that's in the rocking chair while the world's moving on past you. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But Chris is he's this tunnel I've got.
Yes.
To the world now.
Yep. Keeps you young.
Yes. Yeah. And he can do that. And so him explaining it to me is the reason I'm coming back to y'all and saying, you know what? I've had to reassess this. I've had to reanalyze my position on this and open up. Mm-hmm. Some new things can be great and positive.
That's right.
This appears to be, if you haven't seen that clip of the women's Auburn game and what the kids in the...
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It just shows you. This is positive.
I'm not there yet at all. I mean, I probably won't be there for another 5 to 6 years.
Now, I'm not ready to play with adults about it or anything. I'm not going to go that far. But I'm going to give it to the kids and I'm going to say, enjoy. You know what I mean? As opposed to being, stop this madness. This is child's play.
Now you.
Yeah, y'all didn't like me that day. I didn't want any part of it. He said 6'7".
Right.
Brad and John were playing with me. I was the old man that didn't understand. I didn't like the feeling.
Well, and by the way, we were pretty late to it. I mean,
it had been around for
3 to 4. It's like, I don't know, like, when I'm trying to assess what trends I want to bring to the show, knowing full well usually what your reaction to them is going to be, I'm like, all right, is this going to actually have staying power? You know what I mean? And that was one where I was like, I didn't know, you know?
Yeah.
But, so I'm either, like, too early with these or I'm too late, you know? What can I do? I try my best. I'm on TikTok, all right? I know what's going on.
I appreciate you trying to keep us old folks.
Yeah.
But up to date and relevant.
I do my best, but, you know, hell, I'm getting up there too, man. I'm 34. I'll be 35 in July, so.
Having another child. We announced it on the radio.
Having another child.
Speed up that process.
Number three.
Really
absolutely.
Cool.
You know, you age in light years.
You know, it's
kids.
Interesting because I called corporate and they said, Brad, remember to remind him, per our handbook, he gets 6 or 7 weeks of paternity. So
or 7.
You know,
is there like an option?
6, 7. Yeah, well, it's because of the reference.
They said option week. What the hell is that?
I think
they added a week, Jason. I'm sorry to announce. No, they didn't. I don't want to scare you.
Folk got options now on paternity.
No, it's 6.
Added an
it's
option
6.
Week.
It's not 7. Don't get carried away.
No, Jason, it was like it was.
You see his eyes?
When he makes me angry. It does.
When he found out I was having another one, it was existential dread. You know, I get it.
I get it too.
It's not easy.
You get the congrats, I get the work.
But when it's twins, he gets double. No.
That should be a policy.
No, it's not a policy.
It is not twins.
And it's not seven, it's six.
But I do hope you take solace in this. When that time comes, there is absolutely no doubt about it. I would rather be doing the show.
Oh, you say that every time. You know? It really soothes me.
Can we get one hit a week with you at least?
Oh, I'm happy to commit to that.
Okay. I don't think we got that last time.
Did we not? I don't know.
No, he needs the time away so baby
one
can
hit
sleep
a week,
on
for
his
God's
naked
sakes.
Chest.
I say that as
he's right. Forming the bonds.
That's
you
right.
Need baby
dear
face
Lord.
To chest.
Look at you now.
It's an important time. I'm willing to do the work. Now, liking it is another thing.
I'm trying
but
to get
I'm
more
gonna,
like.
Because this man has pushed
now,
through when I've
do.
Gone through things. He has
hard.
Pushed through for me.
No,
I will
that's
always
fair.
Push through if he wants to continue to have a million kids. I'm going to be here, the one working.
It clearly works.
Yeah, well, no, again, yeah. this is the. I think I'll do what? The, but I will need more time when I get my tubes tied. Not my tubes, but my, what did they call it?
Oh, yeah, it's your tubes
vasectomy.
Tied. Yeah, that's tubes tied, bro.
That's what the women get,
they're
right?
Going to notch you up in there.
You get snipped.
Well, that is part of it. Ice that thing. Go watch it during the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect timing.
Now,
you got that right before the kid.
You're going to have to give me some time for that, man.
Bro.
I can't be walking in here, you know. Like that.
You want to space it out and do two and four?
Yeah, I mean, just if Jason wants to let me have another kid, I'll do that. But if he wants me to shut it down, he's going to have to give me that time to recover from the procedure.
Well, Nicole, I'm not going to be having to talk about your time here soon.
Dude, flexible time away or not?
It is.
All right.
Rap that rascal, though, dog.
All right. I'm married. I'm not rapping it ever. All right? That's just not happening.
We're going to put something in my contract for when John has kids.
Oh, I think it's fair. I'm with you on this, Jason.
Oh, well, I've got the boss with me, too. So,
okay. So you're going to have a JM kid
clause? We can
clause?
Have both
of you. You have so many kids.
Yeah.
It's a regular occurrence.
Well, maybe someday they'll come in here and help us host, you know?
Well, you just let them loose in here like
right.
You did last time. Remember that one? And close the door on them.
That was Riley?
Yes.
That was Riley. I haven't brought...
Went on paternity leave.
Well, yeah. I haven't brought Dominic up here. I don't want to traumatize you again like that.
What you try not to traumatize your kids.
But there was a
time. I think Riley's just now recovered.
That was absolutely amazing. That would have been great if the cameras had worked that day.
Crying. Just what?
No, she wasn't crying. Everybody was confused.
She was about to go.
She was about to lose.
Jason was in the middle of doing a radio segment. I bring my kid up here as a surprise. Somebody
I remember
knows I'm
it.
Coming.
I'll never forget it.
And I just open the door and leave my child in the studio with Jason as he's doing a segment.
That's very funny of you. 6'7".
And he
right?
Didn't even acknowledge her. Like, he didn't even look. Like,
no.
I think he saw her out of the corner of his
just,
eye.
Just set, he set her
he
there like
trying,
a...
He was trying.
Like a plant.
He was like, whose kid is this? Like, what is...
Brad knows that once you're gone and I go into lip flapping mode, you don't turn it off. You keep it going. Brad doesn't like silence, and so I just roll from 11 to 2. And if a kid comes in here, I'm going to keep talking and keep doing my
roll.
Job. Yeah, you better believe it. I'm
mean,
not going to be distracted.
No, and you're used to it, right? Because, God love and rest Larry Ray's soul. He would open this studio. And
I miss him.
And Eric Hasseltine would open the studio. Yeah. And so we're very used to people barging in, you know, in the middle of segments and not reacting to those. So the fact that happened again to Jason, he was conditioned and ready for it. So anyway.
Professional over there, John.
No, I will not do it. I will not do that to you this time. I'll warn you if I'm coming in and making an appearance. So,
I appreciate it.
But we're really pulling back the curtain on this Friday. I tell you that right now. I mean, this is what people need to know. You know,
family matters.
The battles that go on sort of behind the scenes that make this to make this show go, man. It's not, you know, there's a lot of politicking. All right. There's no question about it. We'll come back.
I love both of y'all doing the show. It's an honor.
Yeah. Jason is making a gesture that I think is going to have. He's going
to
have
time to go.
Again, there's no cameras on today, so you guys can't see. All right, we'll come back. Part of the podcast is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about this Memphis basketball schedule. Obviously, a game coming up against UNLV this weekend, the rest of it, and more. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. All right, you got a lot going on, right? You got football tailgates. You got weekend getaways. You got a bunch of stuff going on this season. And it's going to get costly, all right? You should earn while you spend. And you can with the Compass Black Credit Card from Leaders Credit Union. 3% cash back on every single purchase when you sign up for direct deposit, and a 0% introductory APR for 15 months with no annual fees and no limits. You're going to be spending money. You might as well get some cash back with the good folks at Leaders Credit Union. You want to learn more? Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. That's where you're going to see all the details, all the disclosures. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by the NCUA. Nikola Jokic had 55 last night in the NBA. You know him?
Yeah, we don't talk enough about him.
Well, he doesn't want to be talked about.
That's probably true, too.
He just kind of wants to fly under the radar. I'm actually going. My first Grizz regular season game will be the Nuggets game, Monday, November 24th.
I thought you were going to Denver.
I'm not going.
And had another trip. You saw.
I'm not going anywhere, man. Time. All right, everybody relax.
Flex time.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere I'm not going out of town or
that's
anything
the game
like that.
Here. All
that's,
right.
That's here, yes.
All right.
901, choose 901, brother. All right?
Please do.
We've talked about this Nuggets team, and unfortunately, you know, it's a different conversation than the one we have about the Grizzlies. But they made the move in the offseason to trade out Michael Porter Jr. and bring back Cam Johnson. Also got Jonas Valanciunas in free agency. Bruce Brown is back. Tim Hardaway Jr. they added. I mean, this was the problem for him last year, right? It was
yes.
They don't have the depth. They don't. They have five players, and that's about it. But they've added in the offseason. Obviously, they've changed coaches, but they are legit contenders. 9-2 last or currently is their record, and 131-16 win last night over the Clippers. Again, when Jokic tied SGA for the season high in points with 55. But they look awesome
between them, OKC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gonna be a.
That's your NBA Finals.
Absolute clash at the top of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, who in the East are we really saying has a chance?
Well, let's ask the question: who in the West could wreck that? Could Houston or the Spurs change
Houston
that?
Houston could wreck
could
it.
Could the Lakers change it?
You know, Lakers maybe, but you know their big play is pretty lacking. Although they're 8-4, I mean they're in the mix.
Absolutely. I mean, Luka.
Houston, I would say, if they make a move.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
You know, depending on who they have to send out.
A point guard.
Because like, I love their roster pretty much top to bottom.
Yes.
Tari Eason, for example, like I love watching that dude play basketball.
Dude,
like,
Thompson's the one.
Thompson is coming along.
Eason's awesome. You're right.
You know,
I love Thompson.
They got to me, it's like, are you willing to deal Jabari or Tari for a point guard?
They should be willing to deal Jabari.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's who I would go for. I would because he's the guy who like somebody I think A would want because he brings quote unquote three, you know.
Yeah, and hopefully that's going to be a good point guard that you're getting back. That's something
right.
that could complete you,
right?
To like, be honest,
they're starting Josh Okogie right now, and it's just like
remember Shingun could step outside and hit threes. Like they've got bigs
yes.
that can hit
yes.
threes. You know, they've got a team that can hit threes. You're not losing
yes.
all your 3-point shooting by.
I mean, I guess, you know, look,
on, that route.
On Wednesday, Reed Shepard did have 21, but it was against the Wizards, so, and he's not starting. So I think that's the whole problem is, like, they just can't depend on Reed Shepard right now. They'd love to be able to do it, but.
Well, especially considering the draft pick that you
yeah, I just don't think he's, I don't think he's there. So, if the Rockets do something, they can definitely wreck that, but it would take, I think, a move for me to say that they're in that. I mean, they're probably third. But I would say there's a big gap between 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, Jabari takes 5 threes a game.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of his.
He's
game.
He's shooting 35% right now. It's too much of his game, is what I would tell you.
Yeah, well, I still think like he's 6'11". You know, he's young. You can get a lot for him.
Me too. Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
And Tari is like Tari brings more like.
He's your culture. He's
yes,
the stick,
yeah.
the stickiness in between,
yes.
like Thompson is. That's your
yes,
that's your
exactly.
defensive athleticism,
and he can shoot a little bit. Like he can.
Is he shooting it better?
Let's see. He is shooting on the season 53% from three.
That, can he?
Wow. No, he's taking five a game as well. I did not realize he was shooting that well.
Me either.
So, and
that's come way up from the 34% it was last year. That's,
everybody's going to want
it
Tari.
It was a fair question. I had no idea this dude was off that kind of shooting star from three.
They are not going to want Jabari over Tari, and I am not giving up Tari. So, I mean, because, like, Tari Eason is a guy that if he got traded to the Grizzlies, bro, like, he'd be like, you built around that dude, bro. Right. Like,
another one of them dudes. I'd take a him and Coward every day, and you're on your way to – you know, an OKC-like roster, at least a good start.
Yes, man.
Those kinds of guys.
Dude, Tari Eason averages 5 rebounds a game. Like, you could plug him in at the 4 spot, play a little smaller alongside Zach Edey with Coward.
All right. And you sound like a rocket now. Just calm down.
Or you could start Cedric Coward at the 2.
Which I think he's just fine.
He's
2
3.
Or 3. He can do it because he can defend either one.
Man, that would be awesome. But again, I'm just dreaming at this point because the Rockets aren't going to. I mean, they drafted him 17th. That's amazing. That's good drafting. You get a guy like that 17th overall.
They need Reed to pan out for the pick that they use.
They do. I mean, it's top 3 pick,
but they can't wait either because you got KD now.
Right.
Your time is now.
That's very true. So I do think that will speak. That will, you know, you could package Reed, right? I mean, you could because you have Van Vliet. I mean, he's coming off of a.
If you need to package Reed, you're.
I do think he has a no trade clause, though. I think Fred VanVleet's got a no trade clause, so.
That's fine.
You can't really move him.
No, he's dead weight.
So, I don't know. It's a.
Still got flexibility.
It's an interesting spot, but yeah, the Nuggets have been damn good. Damn good early on. And
you asked about East. I think East is Knicks.
Yeah.
Detroit's not ready. They're impressive. They're going to be that team that could make the run to the East Conference Finals, and the Knicks will beat them because of experience and that it's their time. And you talk about adding depth.
Mm-hmm.
You see what Jordan Clarkson's doing for them? Like, he's perfect for them off the bench.
Yep.
That's a scorer that helps take the load off of Brunson, who there was too much load on last year.
Yep.
Knicks are built to do it, to at least make the finals. Now, again, winning is going to be a different thing.
Right.
But I would be disappointed if it's not them. I think they're tougher than the Cavaliers are. You know, Atlanta, yeah, impressive, not ready.
Right.
And if it's just a matter of knocking Detroit back, well, because they're so young and first time, I think the Knicks won't have any problem doing that.
Yep. No, I agree. I think that's probably the breakdown I would give. I mean, now, again, if the Hawks decide, you know, they're going to do it now and what's that return look like, I think they could potentially put themselves
in. Get an experienced player that jumps them up. Yeah. I mean, I guess that is a possibility. They're playing so well in all of the phases.
Yeah.
76ers are interesting.
Yeah.
Just because if you can keep Embiid healthy enough to get to the playoffs with what Maxey is, right? Brad's got Maxey that he always loved from the get-go.
That's right.
Remember back in the draft, that was that's one right. Brad called.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, that's something that, you know, might give the Knicks a run.
No, you're
if
right.
you can get Embiid there, that's a challenge. You got to keep him low on the minutes.
We'll see. I'm sure some of these teams are going to, you know, make moves because they feel like it's a chance to get there, right? They look at it a wide open East. And we'll make some aggressive moves. All right, we'll come back. Part of the pod day will join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, their weekend, their upcoming schedule, and more. Stick around. J&J, 99.5 FM, ESPN. Part of the pod day covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. This time next week, he's already thinking about the tan he's going to be getting.
My toes in the sand. Toes thinking in about the it sand. Already. Yes,
now,
sir.
You know, it's going to be a quick trip, right?
Quicker than the past few. Caribbean / Hawaii / tropical destinations have been.
But need you not to look ahead, right? I mean, that's what we're hoping that this Memphis basketball team won't do. It's interesting. Close loss to Ole Miss, 1-1 on the season, and now get UNLV. What's your just early evaluation and early assessment of this Memphis basketball team and what they are?
It seems like for the first time in the Penny Hardaway era, like, they don't have – just a dude, right? Like, you just go season by season. Last year, you had P.J. Haggerty. Year before that, David Jones. Before that, Kendrick Davis. I think the closest thing to that is Doug McDaniel. But in terms of having those top-tier guys that you can line up and go against anybody's top-tier in the country, you just don't quite have that this year. And Penny's kind of alluded to that, right? Like, by saying it's by committee, that sort of thing. And I think that's probably been the most apparent thing. Because, you know, they had 20 assists on 28 made field goals, only 7 turnovers. Like, that should be enough to win against most teams, no? Like, it was the third time that a Penny Hardaway team has had 20 or more assists and 10 or fewer turnovers and lost. So that's kind of an anomaly, but, you know, you're just not seeing the level of, you know, shot making to go up against some of those guys.
What are you expecting against this UNLV team? The fact is, and two of them didn't count, but they've played three SEC teams in the four times out. Probably three teams that are all going to be in the NCAA tournament. So how much does that help them, even though they were all clearly losing causes? How much do you think that helps them on UNLV? And you look like something that's together and maybe that's got some things figured out. What do you think the chances of that are?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot, certainly against a UNLV team that's banged up. I mean, they're missing their seven-footer, Emmanuel Steven. You know, he's not supposed to be back until at least December, I think, is what John Rothstein reported. And is it Miles Chi, the guard from UC Irvine, you know, like 43% three-point shooter, still out with a right foot injury. So they're missing a lot of key pieces, and they haven't looked good. You know, they're 1-2 with losses to, what, Montana is one
Martin,
of those L's.
UT Martin. Yeah.
Blasted Chattanooga, but, you know, that's the only time they've looked like a competitive basketball team, quite frankly. They can't guard nobody. So you would hope that this is a chance to regroup, chance to bounce back, and really for the front court, right? Like for Aaron Bradshaw.
I'm with you, particularly there.
Tierno Silla, those guys to contribute and feel good and have that momentum going into the Bahamas when you're going to see Purdue and maybe, you know, either Wake Forest or Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's just a, you know, it's early and it's 15 new guys, and so, you know, it's difficult to evaluate. But I think that's the hard part for Penny is that, like, you know, you don't. I'm sure he would like to have more time to evaluate, but like you don't get a chance to like collect yourself. You don't get a chance to really even. I mean, you're in the fire already. I mean, and that's the peril of, you know. Starting, I mean, now I will say this for Ole Miss. Ole Miss basically is a whole new roster too now. I mean, they
brought back only two guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's that. But again, like what I wrote today is they got a bigger budget. They got a bigger budget. They'll get better players.
That French dude, man.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how much he costs, but I'm sure he costs quite a bit, you know, to get.
Camerdeen, yeah, he's a bucket, man.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, Memphis doesn't have a Camerdeen.
No.
They had a Camerdeen last year.
Year before that,
I guess they did. David Jones, yeah. I guess that's that
Kendrick
was
Davis. You know, Kendrick, before that, yeah.
This is like you said. This is the first year where it's like, I guess Doug is that guy, but I think that's what I worry about is like when it's obvious and it sort of filters from the top, you know, and guys kind of fall in line and everybody's cool with the pecking order.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it just feels flammable when you have. You know, all right, Curtis Givens at 20.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's not a lot of separation between, I'd say, player 3 and player 10 on this roster.
I would say
right?
Even player 1 and player 6.
I mean, I'm putting Doug in his own category, and then Sincere probably, you know, not far behind that, right? In terms of your guys that are
right.
You expect to be
right.
You know, your go-to scorers in big games.
Yeah, I think that's just, and that's what happens. You know, when you have, you know. An all new team. One of my points that I wrote about today was that, you know, Penny was talking about the budget with Ole Miss before the game. Like, he's got a large budget.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at Purdue. Now, they got a bargain for theirs. From what I heard, it was $8 million, which is amazing.
That's it?
What's
for
all,
that roster?
That's it, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Those guys love Purdue. They love being there. But Louisville, who Memphis is going to play at Louisville, $13.5 million. You know,
yeah.
Even Washington spent $10 million. Memphis is not close to those numbers. So how much of what we think about Memphis should be measured by what happens in the next 5 weeks, given that most of these teams that they'll be coming up against, well, they will be outspent by twofold, threefold, or more?
That's a tough question. You would hope that, you know, if you're a Tigers fan, they're at least competitive, right? Even if they do end up going 6-6 before conference play starts on New Year's Eve against North Texas, like you would hope that they're not getting absolutely blasted by the likes of Purdue, Louisville, Mississippi State. Because that, you know, and we talk about the American being a significant step down from all of this.
Yes.
But you got to get there, right? And this is not a video game. This is not a simulation. These are human beings with, you know, a competitive nature, right? Like, and when you end up losing
yes,
a bunch of games in a row, it kind of weighs on you. And that's what, you know, ultimately causes friction and
yes.
Cracks in the foundation and stuff, and that's when you start seeing, you know, winnable games even slip away.
Well, let's break that down. Right, last year they were 10-3, they beat UConn. They were like 7.5, 8 point underdogs. Yep. Michigan State, I believe, was a pick'em. And that was basically a pick'em. I mean, it wasn't like they were big underdogs in that game. They were maybe they might have even been favored at one point by one. They were underdogs at Clemson, obviously, but they were favored against Ole Miss at home. They were 1.5-2 point favorites, right? So the point I'm trying to make here is that they were 10-3 last year, but the market sort of expected them to perform well enough to get to that mark. They're going to be underdogs in every single one of these power games, like every single one. I think they'll even be underdogs.
Even Baylor, right? You would think at home?
They're going to be probably, at best, a pick, I would say. They're going to be probably a 2-3 point dog against Vandy. They're going to be dogs on the road at Mississippi State. They're going to be dogs on the road at Utah State. I think they're going to be dogs against Wake, if that's the way it goes.
You think so?
I think so. On a neutral, I think they're going to be slight underdogs to Wake.
I know Wake played well against Michigan, but
yeah,
Wake is like, what, 38th? They're behind
56.
56, yeah. They're behind Memphis and KenPom.
Yes. They're literally, I mean, so it's probably a pick.
Yeah. Neutral. So, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like just the rating of the team is significantly different, you know, this year than it was a year ago.
Yeah, you follow this stuff more closely than I do in terms of betting, but Vegas seems to be more down on the Tigers than the analytics are. Is that fair?
I mean, I think it's pretty much in line with what the analytics are, right? Like, I mean, wasn't Memphis at one point last year like 30th or 35th in KenPom to start the year?
Something like that. They were
like
the 30s,
they ended up because of the American just absolutely dragged them down.
Some of those margin of,
but they weren't. They didn't get back into the 50s until like late February, early March. Because of the American schedule.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I don't know, Jason, if it goes week by week, but I feel like Memphis last year was...
got as high as 27.
See? That's a big difference.
That is a big difference.
That's
after the Michigan State win.
There you go. I mean, they finished 54 last year at KenPom. And again, that's after a year where... after a conference slate where you just play nothing but, you know, jabronis. But yeah, like they started the season 42 against Missouri. Then they got up to 40 after UNLV. They were, like Jay said, they were 27 going into the Auburn game.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that you're talking about you're double that now. So it's the caliber of team is not as good. That's just the reality.
No, and we kind of knew that, you know, going into the season that this wouldn't, you know, most likely unless they significantly outperformed expectations, it wouldn't be a 5 seed again, right?
Right.
It'd be more of a, you know, 9, 10, or 11 seed, a team that probably is going to need to win the American Conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament, because your opportunity to build an at-large resume is from Ole Miss a couple nights ago through, what, December 20th against Mississippi State?
I don't think...
that's your window.
I don't think building an at-large resume for Memphis year to year is...
but that's the expectation. It's basketball.
The expectation is to get to the tournament. It's not necessarily.
When is that the expectation for Memphis basketball?
It has to get to the
tournament.
What I'm saying is it has to be now. How can you expect Memphis to do 10-3 every year against power leagues?
How to put more resources into it. You got to close that gap between, you know, I mean, yourself and other power, you know, power conference programs.
I agree with you, and I wish they would. But it's like if they're not going to do that, if they're going to say, hey, we are just we're pouring as much as we can into football, we will not leave basketball behind, but it is not our number one priority, which it obviously is not, right? We know that. I have to be fair to the people involved with the basketball program, right? Like, I can't sit here and like treat Memphis basketball in 2025 like we treated it in 2008. Like, that's just not fair.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
so,
yeah.
And I think, okay, how do you get an at-large bid in college basketball if you play in the American? Like, you have to go.
Got to schedule the hell out of your non-con,
right?
And
but then you gotta
win most
the
of them, right?
But their budget is 2, 3, and 4 times as big as yours.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, it's like, it just doesn't feel appropriate.
Doesn't seem feasible,
quite frankly. Right.
How many of these wins how many of these games do you think they need to win, right, between now and Christmas to get an at-large?
If
be in contention for an at-large bid?
If they're 7-5. I think you would be on the bubble, probably.
Yeah. You would take 7-5 right now, right? If somebody said, hey, 7-5
easily.
Or
not even a
question. Mystery box.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll probably end up 6-6. But of course, I thought that last year, and they ended up 10-3.
Yeah, you were low on the. Yeah, you were low
on
the.
I was low on them last year.
Remember, you roasted me for my.
Yes.
Well, Sweet 16 prediction.
And you were closer. You were way closer right than I was. I mean, there was a path there. But again, I do think that rating discrepancy is meaningful. I mean, I knew they were higher than they finished, but you're talking about you're two times lower than you were a year ago. So
in terms of the exact same point in the calendar you were a year ago, absolutely
right. So I don't know. Listen, Penny's a fighter. I know that he will have them. They will never lay down. They'll be underdogs. But they will never lay down. It's just like it's hard for me to criticize them if they finish 500 in the non-conference just because like what they're up against and the conditions have changed, man.
Yeah, unless they absolutely get run off the floor, right, in several of those games, it'd be hard to criticize if that's not the case.
Exactly.
I think at that point, when you're getting just, blown out, that's going to destroy your computer numbers. So it's about,
that's right,
kind of just treading water, right? Like being able to go 6-6 or better, but also maintaining your 50s, mid-50s, high-50s spot in KenPom and not dropping to 60-70 or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see it as 5-2 going into the Baylor game with an opportunity there to you'll find out what you can be, and that's counting. You need to win the Wake Forest game.
Right,
it's assuming you lose to Purdue. You've got two losses. You've beaten Southern Illinois, New Orleans, and you got an opportunity there at home at 5-2.
Yep.
To go, okay, are you going to be special? Is it going to be sort of like what we think it's going to be there?
That could be a season defining. I mean, as much of a season definer as you could have on December 6th, right?
I mean, the Wake Forest game.
KenPom's got that one as a 2-point. That one's a toss up in terms of the KenPom prediction right now.
Yes,
you need to get it.
You have to get it
just so it sets up.
Yeah.
What could be a solid enough non conference. But I'm with Parth. I just think we kind of said this preseason. You're 8-9 might be the ceiling on the seed this year. The price to be a 5 seed to be one of the top 20 teams and stay up there has gone up, as you have noted and chronicled.
Yep.
And so the expectations have to change.
They do have to change.
Some people don't want to hear that, but that is where we are now.
Exactly.
We will adjust.
Parth didn't want to hear it just then. Parth was like, wait.
Parth's covering it. Parth has has a livelihood covering Tigers basketball. I had the same and felt the same.
Right.
Like, there, of course, national championship aspirations. That's the history of the program.
Yeah, exactly.
It's changing.
Historic,
You're covering at a time that things are changing, and it feels like the athletic department is shifting to football.
Yes.
You're playing in a building you don't own, at FedEx Forum.
It's tough.
Right. Yeah,
and crowds are, even when you had a top 25 team last year, crowds were pretty bleak.
Yep,
and so you ask yourself the question: is this? You said it, part. Is it feasible?
Yes.
Going down this road, is it physically responsible?
Yes, I do think it's unfortunate for Memphis, it's inverted, right? Memphis football never was, and they became a thing, right?
Sure.
And so I think there's more general excitement about that as a program, even in the NIL era, because again, they went from not having anything to now they have NIL, they have resources, they have access to the playoff. So the general
There were 31,000 people out there on Friday night. Yes. That looked like that's real crazy. 31,000 that were ready to break through the door and beat Tulane and make a college football playoff.
Yes.
Like there's potential there
now,
for that athletic department that they've got to tap into.
And it's the
but
path.
But you better get the right coach.
That's true.
Or else you're wasting it.
The pressure
Ryan
is on them
better
to,
get it done.
To make sure they have that. But I'm comparing and contrasting the tenor of the fan base, right? Because they now have arrived in that sense where it's like we have money and we have a path and we used to never have that. Memphis basketball, it's like the complete opposite. Memphis basketball used to be a second weekend staple. They used to be a party crasher. They used to be, get all these players and et cetera, et cetera. But now.
Just a year ago. We're not talking about ages ago. Last year, we saw it.
Just a year ago. That's exactly right. And then revenue share kicked in. And so now they're like on, a floor of marbles, basically. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're just getting comfortable. Like 4 years ago, Memphis was talked about as a program that would run NIL with Imani and Jalen Duren and all these things. And then you see with this house settlement, man, it changed so much because now programs can share up to $20.5 million with teams. They can give basketball five of that. Then you're going to have $4 to $5 million
on
NIL.
Yep.
And it's like, whoa.
Yes,
like our money just drying up. It's shriveling up in comparison, and Memphis is doing everything they can. They're not sharing the full revenue, and we know that if they could, the lion's share that would go, to football. Kentucky is spending $22 million on its roster, and you know why? Because they're in the SEC, man, and they prioritize basketball. They don't care. That's what they're good at.
Yeah.
They don't.
That's their bread and butter.
Football is secondary at Kentucky, I mean, it's just the reality of it. Louisville's kind of in an interesting spot, but they're in the ACC. Memphis is sort of alone. I hate to say it, like, they're sort of on this island of a program and athletic department that's trying to break down the door into the access, right? But they have this proud basketball program, and they're trying to elevate football. And it's like, who would you compare? Like, maybe San Diego State, you know, in terms of trying to get in. But where?
Yeah, you can't even compare it to Gonzaga. Gonzaga doesn't have football. Exactly. Yeah.
So I feel sorry in a way for Memphis basketball fans, because it does feel like amidst this probably necessary modern change, it's fundamentally made something that used to be possible not as possible anymore.
I mean, as Ed Scott's alluded to, spending or not spending, but reaching that full 20 and a half, right? Like, remember when the Big 12 reports came out, like, that was something that was shared to Big 12 officials. Like, hey, we're going to...
That was never said publicly.
The only public
comments we have from Ed Scott were that they were good, but they were not going to be able to do the whole...
Right.
Right. And you just could assume that they're going to give the majority of that to football.
No, but I'm saying if they can get to 20 and a half by next year, and then you start introducing, you know, outside money collectives back in, then...
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can somewhat close the gap.
No, I mean, that would be great. If they could get to a place where they do that, then we could revisit this conversation. But until they get there, it's like, you know, you're just kind of scrapping. All right, real quick.
This schedule is not going to be, you know, kind.
We got to get out of here real quick, 30 seconds or less. Prediction for the UNLV game on Sunday.
Score prediction.
Yes.
Let me get Memphis 87, UNLV 71.
Okay. Nice polished off win. Pastner goes home sad.
UNLV's limping into FedEx Forum.
That they are.
Literally.
Parth will be there covering it all this Sunday in FedEx Forum. By next week, the Bahamas. Read him at DailyMemphian.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come back, wrap this up. J&J, 99 FM, ESPN. Oh, it's fun to give gifts. It's even more fun to get them. Okay, I don't always give gifts to get them back, but it helps alleviate the blow a little bit. And over at RIJ, Robert Irwin Jewelers, the Give Gifts and Get Gifts sale is going on right now. Now through tomorrow, you spend $19.99 or more at RIJ, you get a free Yeti Roadie 24 hard cooler. The huge diamond sale going on right now, so you can take advantage. 2 for 1, right? Knock that all out. Robert Irwin Jewelers, Howie's waiting on you.
He's waiting to make you the best deal of your life, basically. John said it. Give gifts and get gifts. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Howie's a blessing to all of Memphis. It's because he's trying to make you the best deal any jeweler would. There's a very specific reason he wants to be your jeweler for life. That's how he's maintained and stayed in business for nearly 50 years, he and his family. It's a good business because you're going to leave feeling good. It'll be the best purchase. So get on in there. Again, this sale going on through tomorrow. So you've got limited time to get over there. And as John said, spend $1,999 or more on anything at RIJ. You get that free Yeti Roadie 24 hard cooler or take an additional 10% off already on sale diamond pendants and necklaces. It's only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, better prices. Always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally. Also online at rijewelers.com.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Partha Padhyay for joining us on the show. Thanks to Trista Crick as well. Always good to catch up with the homie Trista. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.